This is Eddie Cantor speaking to you, transcribed from Hollywood, with a half hour of show business or the new. You know, it's kind of nice to be broadcasting on Christmas Eve. The holiday spirit has been in the air for several weeks, what with shopping, wrapping packages, getting ready for the big day, and the Christmas cards have never been more beautiful. One of the cards I received had a special message written on the back. It said, "Dear Eddie Cantor, I listen to your program every week. I was born Christmas Day, 1939. I'm crazy about show business, and I hope when I'm through with school, my parents will let me go on the stage. It would be a wonderful Christmas present for me if you would dedicate a song to me. In the meanwhile, I wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas," and it's signed, Laura Anthony. Laura, you may not know it, but you've given me an idea for a half-hour program. Dedicate a song to you? I'll make you a combination Christmas birthday present of our whole show tonight. All the songs will be for you, and I'll tell you about show business from the time you were born in 1939. In 1939, Irving Berlin, who came here as an immigrant boy, wrote the great American song, God Bless America. In the same year, King George VI and Queen Elizabeth of Great Britain visited President Roosevelt at his home in Hyde Park. They were entertained in typical American style. They had hot dogs. Their majesties considered it quite a treat. Gosh, when I was a kid on the east side of New York, hot dogs were my main diet. In fact, until I was 14, every time I opened my mouth, I barked. In 1939, baseball celebrated its 100th year. How can we ever forget the greats of baseball? Joe DiMaggio, Lou Gehrig, Babe Ruth. In front of Yankee Stadium, they have a plaque which reads, "Babe Ruth, Man of the Half Century." On Henry Street, in front of my house, they have a plaque saying, "Eddie Cantor, Half Man of the Century." When you were born in 1939, my wife Ida and I celebrated our silver wedding anniversary at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York. Many of our friends came with gifts of silver. Silver platters, silver server sets. Jack Benny brought silver polish. There were a bunch of wonderful songs written in 1939. Wishing, Three Little Fishies, South of the Border, and one which the Ink Spots made famous, If I Didn't Care. However, the one which your parents were probably humming when you were born that year is the number we're going to play for you now. And we have one of the greatest voices in the world to sing it for you. Helen Traubel and All the Things You Are. was Helen Traubel singing All the Things You Are. Laura, instead of taking you through each year of the 14 you've lived, it would take hours and hours, let's skip now from 1939 to your sixth birthday in 1945. Round the World Airplane Service was first inaugurated when you were six. The United States Army Transport Command plane, the Globster, left an airport in Washington, D.C., and completed the global trip in 149 hours and 44 minutes. Now you can wait that long for your change in the department store. That is, if you have any change coming these days. A while ago, a jet pilot flew 16 miles straight up in the air. When he got up there, he ran into some of our soaring prices, got frightened, and came down. Ah, those jet planes. You've got to keep your mind on where you're going, or you'll find you've already been there. An Oscar-winning song of 1945 was It Might As Well Be Spring, written by the writers of Oklahoma, South Pacific, and The King and I, Oscar Hammerstein II, and Richard Rodgers. Another one that was popular on your sixth birthday was It's Been a Long, Long Time. It went something like this. Kiss me once, and kiss me twice, and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. One of the best pictures of that year, and you might have seen it, because you were at an age when you could have gotten in for half price. Imagine the hard luck I had. When I could get in for half price, there were no picture theaters. Anyway, the picture I'm referring to that was such a hit in 1945 was Anchors Away, with Gene Kelly, Catherine Grayson, and Frank Sinatra. Frankie was the skinniest thing in that picture you ever saw. Funny he never gained an ounce. He had to give up singing with a microphone, you know. Standing behind it, people couldn't see him. I'll never forget when Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood made a print of Frankie's body in the forecourt of the theater. First time I ever saw a crack in that cement. But despite all the cracks about Sinatra, nobody can deny that right now, on your 14th birthday, Frankie is the dramatic sensation of the season as the Italian soldier in From Here to Eternity. You know, when I was in the hospital last Christmas and needed a transfusion, who do you think volunteered to give me blood? Frank Sinatra. You'd have thought my old friend Jessel would have been the first to offer, but Georgie came to me and apologized. He said, Eddie, I'd gladly give you my blood, but it's all tied up in marriage licenses. Oh, that Jessel. And now, because tomorrow is your birthday, I'll have Frank Sinatra croon a little tune that was one of the big hits when you were six. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned down low, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Doesn't care if it's 10 below, you're dancing by the fire's cozy glow. He don't care about the cold and the winds that blow. He just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
Ooh-wee, goes the star. Why should he worry when he's nice and warm? His gal by his side and the lights turn low. He just says, let it snow, let it snow.
Weather outside is frightful, but that fire is delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought lots of corn for popping. The lights are way down low, so let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
When we finally say goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
That was Frank Sinatra and Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Laura Anthony, I hope you're enjoying this because it's fun for me sharing your birthdays with you. When you were 8, the new look in fashions consisted of dresses that reached nearly to the women's ankles. It was wonderful for the lazy housewife. She could walk around the house and do the sweeping at the same time. I myself, you know, had the new look in clothes. My suits were imported. But I gave this up because of a crack by Groucho Marx. I said to him, Groucho, you know I had the suit tailored in London. He said, really? Where were you at the time? Funny man. Hate him. Buffalo, New York, 1947. 2,400 school teachers went out on strike for higher salaries and closed the public schools for 7 days. Most of the kids took advantage of this, especially one boy who came home with his report card from his teacher. And as he handed it to his father, said, remember for one thing, Dad, they're not paying her enough. Come to think of it, Laura, when I went to school, I never brought home a report card without at least 2 A's on it. One in Edward and one in Cantor. You see, Edward is my maiden name. Now you're 11, and the year is 1950. To overcome a water shortage in New York that year, Dr. Wallace E. Howell was engaged by the city at a fee of $100 a day to conduct a 6-month experiment in rainmaking over the Catskill Reservoir area. Hundreds of thousands of school kids in New York City thought it was a waste of money and signed a petition that they'd gladly give up taking baths until nature filled the reservoirs by herself. A Pan American World Airways Stratocruiser set a new transatlantic record from New York to London, flying 3,565 miles in 9 hours and 16 minutes. In Los Angeles, another record was established. A pedestrian crossed Hollywood Boulevard 3 times in 1 day without getting knocked down. The 2 big musical shows of 1950 were Call Me Madam and Guys and Dolls. Guys and Dolls are still running. However, most of the New York cast is in the London company. Humor must be universal, because the English audiences are laughing just as hard and just as loud at the Broadway wisecracks as did Blasé New York. Sam Levine, who plays the part of Nathan in the London company, has become so English that he addresses all Englishmen he meets with, hey, tell me, old chap, so how'd come that we lost India? In October 1950, the Kefauver Committee started investigating organized crime. Several comedians were on the verge of leaving the country. They knew that for years they'd been getting away with murder. However, I'm glad I didn't go. So Jessel went by himself. Funny man, hate him. On Christmas Day 1950, when you were 11, my granddaughter Judy was 10. We were having dinner, and Judy reached all the way across the table for some cranberry sauce. I admonished her. What's the matter, Judy? Haven't you got a tongue? She answered, yes, Gramps, but my arm is longer. Getting back to you, Laura, could you name offhand the biggest industries in America? Well, they include automobile, steel, oil, motion pictures, radio and television, and Arthur Godfrey. You may have thought Arthur Godfrey was just a comedian, singer, radio, television personality, and recording star. No, Godfrey's an industry. There's no industry that turns out more work, serves more people, and there's no product bigger in the American home. He made a lot of records, but the one song of 1950... when you were 11, Laura, is a thing that is so appropriate for your birthday. Candy and cake. Okay, Arthur, sing it for Laura.
Candy and cake.
Candy and cake.
Candy and cake.
Candy and cake.
My sugar's as sweet a treat as eating candy and cake.
Candy and cake.
Sugar and spice.
Sugar and spice.
Everything nice.
everything nice.
And kissing her once ain't half as sweet as kissing her twice.
Kissing her twice.
I can be smart.
He can be smart.
And I can be wise.
He can be wise.
But when she rolls those roly-poly jelly bean eyes,
jelly bean eyes,
I shiver and shake.
He shivers and shakes.
My heart would just break.
His heart would just break.
If some other love should rob me of my candy and cake.
Candy and cake. Candy and cake.
Singing Candy and Cake. Tomorrow, Laura Anthony, you'll be 14. Seems difficult to think that I was once 14, but I was 47 years ago. I don't think I actually celebrated a birthday until I was in my 20s. You see, when I was a small child, well, when I was 2, I lost my mother and father and lived with my grandmother, who was 62. She was a wonderful little old lady who never celebrated her birthday or mine. She was too busy earning a living for us both. What little good there is in me, I owe to my grandma Esther. Tonight, we talked about the year you were born, Laura. 1939, your 6th birthday, your 8th birthday, when you were 11, and tomorrow, when you will be 14. I'm glad you let me share in these birthdays. And now, with Christmas just around the corner, I want to ask Mario Lanza, one of the great singers of our time, to commemorate the birthday the world celebrates tomorrow by singing, O Come All Ye Faithful.
No!
your lands are singing, O Come All Ye Faithful. This half-hour program, Laura Anthony, was our little Christmas gift to you. May you have many more happy birthdays, and may all the rest of your life be tied up in one lovely Christmas package. There are questions to be answered, and my big eyes are ready to read them, and my big mouth ready to answer them. Maurice Hart of Kansas City, Missouri. Margaret Truman has been recently signed by NBC for a series of guest jobs. Francine Dunlap of Boise, Idaho. The motion picture Life with Father starred William Powell and Irene Dunne, two of the very nicest people. Leo Mayer of Houston, Texas. The words and music of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the number that sold well over a million copies, were written by Johnny Marks, not one of the Marx brothers. The Wilson family of Boston, Massachusetts. The very first performance of George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess was on September the 30th at the Colonial Theater in Boston. No more time for questions, but I'll answer more that come in next week. This is Eddie Cantor saying good night.
To the Eddie Cantor Show. This program came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.